Hello, it's your friend, your girl, your sis, your chica, your amiga, and your homegirl in the gospel, Lyric McCree. Welcome to Real Talk. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate your time. I am going to keep this as brief as possible. I just wanted to share a quick thought that came to me. But first, I'd like to pray, Lord, bless these precious people that you love and care for and have given your life for. I pray that they would discover not only what you have called them to do, but who they are and who you have created them to be in you. Lord, I pray that you would help them in every area of their lives, Lord, that you would bring them peace, fulfillment, joy, and that you would spark something inside of them that gives them a deeper drive for you, for your word, and for their purpose, Lord. Ignite passion in them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free, Father. Thank you for your great love for us. Thank you that you are a good Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was having a moment with my daughter, and the thought just came to me, like, what if you're already great? So many times we think about doing great things. Like, I know for myself, since I was a teenager, I always wanted to be great. I always wanted to do something big for God. I wanted to make a difference in this world, and I still do, but I just remember as far back as like a preteen, just wanting to do that. And so now that I'm at this stage and age in my life, sometimes when I look back, I think I have minimized what I have actually done. As many of you have, I believe that we look at whether or not we have the numbers, the followers, the social media following, the platform, how many people liked what we said. And so we base our greatness or what we have accomplished on how other people have responded. Well, I believe that that is the wrong stance. At least it is for me, because we can get caught up in the numbers. And I mean, honestly, Jesus had more than 12 disciples. First of all, people say he only had 12. He had more than 12, but there were 12 that walked with him closely that we know of. And through those 12, just those 12 that we know about, he did great things through them. They didn't initially start out with a large following. They just were regular people, fishermen, tax collectors. Luke was a doctor, you know, but they were regular dudes that the Lord chose and made their lives great. Even Paul, whom I love, but he was like one of the worst, because initially he started out really antagonizing and doing harm to Christians until he had that experience with the Lord on the road to Damascus. And it changed him and it changed his life. But everyone that the Lord has called and chosen, I believe at some point, and to some extent, we have all done something great. It may not be great on someone else's scale or according to how someone else is viewing it, but it should be measured by what the Lord says. It should be measured by how he views success. And that is part of our problem, I think, that we view success based on how the world sees success. And so if you have a lot of money and you have a lot of friends and you have a lot of influence, then you're successful. But how many of those people live without Christ and are on the verge of taking their own lives, taking somebody else's life, miserable, unhappy, unfulfilled, but they have a lot of money, know a lot of people. They're at all of the parties. They're in the in crowd. And the problem is that they are not in with Jesus Christ. And so if you're not in with him, you're not in, period. Like, I don't care who else has chosen and selected you and deemed you popular and significant. If the Lord has not chosen you, you are lost and you are not popular. Okay. That's just what it is. And we view ourselves based on how other people view us. Many of us do. And we determine whether or not we are successful, whether or not we are great or have done something great. And so I just want to encourage you to see that, first of all, the greater one lives in you. So you are great. And anything that you have done for Christ is great. It doesn't matter if one person knows or if nobody knows except you and the Lord and whomever you did it for, that it's great to him. And so I want to be in a place where my heart is like, Lord, let me not be concerned about what other people see or what they think or how they view what I'm doing or what I have done. Because the truth is, if they are busy minding the business that you have given to them, then they should not be concerned about trying to judge me where I am or judge what I have done, because anything that I have done for Christ is great. And so, and any time that he has used us and done things through us, that's great. It's a testament that the living God lives inside of you. What's greater than that? Nothing. It's just where we place our value. And so I just want to encourage you to know that you're great and you've done great things, and to remember what those things are. You only get one chance at this life, and so don't go through it feeling like a failure, because I'm pretty sure that's just not the case. The enemy will try to make you feel that way, but it's just not the truth. And so what brought me to this moment primarily is because in the past, I admit I have been one of those people that has been quite difficult on and hard on myself. If, oh, this post didn't do as well, or maybe I should have said that, or if this podcast didn't get enough downloads, or it just really, you know, oh, how many people watch this YouTube video? And then I just realized, like, first of all, that's the wrong motivation. Because anything that the Lord has called me to, it's supposed to be about his glory, not mine. Not who watched, who listened, how many likes. It doesn't matter. Because whomever it was meant for, if it's one person, they got what they needed. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Why is one person's life not a big deal to us? Like, it only matters if it's hundreds or thousands or millions, and yet there's one person. Like Jesus, even in the scriptures, he left the 99 sheep to go find the lost one. One sheep. Who does that? Only the Lord does that. He left in the parable of the shepherd, of the good shepherd. He left 99 sheep to go find the one that was lost. And so we should have the same mentality, you know? That one, if we find that one person where we've said something or done something that has made a difference in their life, that is a great thing. Because that one life is just as valuable as 100 lives. It's significant. It doesn't matter if it's only one person or two people or five people or three people. What matters is, did the Lord send me to them? Did I respond to his call? Did I do what he asked me to do? And was he glorified? And if the answer is yes, then that's a great thing. It's a great thing. So I have come to the conclusion that I am no longer wasting my time comparing what's great and what's not great. And the devil is a liar. Like, I'm just not doing that, because comparison is the enemy of progress. Because the more you spend time thinking about who has done more, who has done it better, the less productive you are, because you're spending valuable time thinking about what someone else has accomplished when you could be accomplishing your own thing. And so know that God has done a perfect work in you and whomever he has sent you to, and whatever he has commissioned you to, it is a great thing. So earlier tonight, I was feeding my baby, and I remember the first time that I, you know, put my hands together in like a prayer position to pray with her. Usually I would just pray over the food and, you know, give it to her and we eat. But I started, I think last week, where I would just stop and put my hands together in the prayer position and model that for her and say a quick prayer and then let her eat. And so I say the second time I was rushing, and I think I actually had forgotten about it, but just modeling that one time, the second time around, I was reminded to do the prayer, because when I looked at my baby, she had her hands together ready to pray. And when I saw her, that's what reminded me, like, oh, right, mommy didn't pray. And so I prayed. And when I say amen, she smiles and she starts to eat. So she still doesn't have a whole lot of words yet, but she's really intelligent and she gets what's happening. So tonight, it was time to eat, and she was sitting there ready. And I prayed the prayer, and I said, say thank you, Jesus. And she doesn't usually say it, but there are times when she will repeat something I say, but she hadn't started to say that yet. And so I still said it, you know, say thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then after I said amen, she had her big usual proud smile. And then I got ready to walk away, and she put her hands together again. And her words are still not super clear, but they're clear enough to me, because I know my baby, so I know what she's saying. If she's repeating something, usually I can kind of tell what it is, but I clearly understood. Thank you, Jesus. It all ran together, but she said, thank you, Jesus. And then she tried to say amen, and it brought tears to my eyes for some reason. It made me emotional. And when I thought about it, I say, you know what, Lord, if that is the only thing that I have taught her, if that's the only thing that she has learned from me, even though I know she's learned more, but if it's the only thing that she's learned from me to say, thank you, Jesus, then I did a great thing. I did a great thing. because I am teaching her. And at 3 years old, she understands just in the one or two times that I modeled prayer before her over dinner or breakfast or whatever meal, she picked up on it right away. And by the second time, she was remembering to do it, and I had completely forgotten. So I'm thankful, because that's a great thing. Because I'm instilling in my baby the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it doesn't get much better than that. Like, out of every lesson that I could teach her, I believe that teaching her about Jesus Christ is going to be the most lucrative for her. It's going to be the most promising for her. And so I'm thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to pour into her and to raise her. And so I just wanted to share that and to encourage you all to not be so hard on yourself, and don't see the things that God is doing through you as small, no matter what the audience looks like, no matter how many people, it doesn't matter. Thank God that he used you. He did it through you. And if it was only one person, well, that's one person whose life you touched, whose life you made a difference in, and they would not have ordinarily experienced that if you hadn't done or said whatever it was you did or said. So, to God be the glory. Amen. So, thank you so much for stopping by, and I really appreciate every time you take the time to listen to what I have to say. I pray that you are blessed by it, that it helps you in some kind of way, encourages you, and please share with someone else. Thank you so much for stopping by Real Talk, and don't forget to talk about it.